How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Grady Nation, we are having an intervention. An intervention for Good Times Tom Ladeau.
What?
Good Times, it involves your conduct after the recording of our last episode.
What was wrong with our last episode? I thought it was pretty good. A 5-star installment.
Yeah, I thought it was good too. It would be 20 stars if it were recorded in the Tokyo Dome.
Cut it out, Dale Pine. This is a serious thing. Okay, so Good Times Tom Ladeau has his own workstation where he can prepare for the show.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's a matter of what you were looking at after our recording.
What I was looking at?
All right, so the thing is that you were on a website called Latin Leche.
Yeah. Oh, what's the problem?
Well, I mean, that's a website that is an adult-oriented website. And really, in the workplace, even though this is a podcast, we should refrain from going on websites that feature that kind of material. And also, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. Not that there's anything wrong with it, of course. It's just, this is a website where guys are doing stuff with guys. And it's curious that you were looking at that kind of material, given all the stuff you've said about me in the past.
Oh, so you're saying that I was on that website to look at guys doing stuff with other guys?
Well, I mean, what other reason would you be looking at that website?
Well, I'll help you know that I had no idea that that was a site that featured that kind of material, okay? After the recording of the last episode, I, for whatever reason, had a hankering for horchata.
You had a hankering for horchata? Rice milk?
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I just said, man, I sure could go for a nice cold glass of horchata right about now.
Yeah, horchata's pretty good. I do have to admit.
Yeah, see? And so I said, horchata's, rice milk, so how can I get some rice milk sent over the internet? Because, you told us to be precautious about, being safe and staying at home and not going out. And so I thought maybe I could go on a website and have some horchata sent to me. So I said, well, horchata is very popular with the Latin community.
The Latin community? What?
Well, isn't it? Isn't horchata popular with the Latin community?
Well, I think horchata is a drink that is popular with some Latino groups, but not all. And Latin is not the same as Latino.
Oh, let's not get bogged down, okay? I was just thinking, Man, I sure would like some horchata right now. And maybe I'll place an order and have some scent so that when we do future recordings, I can pretty much have horchata anytime I want. So I said, okay, this is a Latin drink and it's rice and milk. So I just typed in latinleche.com and, you know, it was not a horchata drink website. I realized that.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that you were on the website, according to the analytics, for 3 hours.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, maybe there was a glitch or something. But when I found out that Latin Leche, the website, was not selling horchata, I promptly closed the browser and, you know, just said, maybe it's on Amazon. So I did a search on Amazon.
Well, the reality is that based on my review, on your laptop with your workstation, Latin Leche is a bookmarked website now. It's actually on your tab. So you had to have favored...
What? What is favored?
Are you mocking me? I'm just... it's kind of sensitive subject matter. You favorited... Good times, you favorited.
What?
I don't know. It's a hard word to pronounce. Favorited. 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 There we go. Favorited.
Wow. And I'm the one with the tooth problem.
Okay, well, you can mock me all you want, but the fact remains is that you favorited. There we go. Ah. You favorited Latin Leche on your web browser, and now it's bookmarked, so you can go back on that website anytime you want. And why would you do that? Why would you bookmark that website once you found out that it wasn't selling horchata anymore?
Well, gee, I feel like I'm under attack here, Dale. Can you provide some, you know, backup? I mean, I feel like I'm being judged here.
Yes, my friend, yes. I can totally see where you're coming from. You know, Chris Thomas does have this tendency to be nosy.
Be nosy? You're the one that does these surveys all the time where you bother people and ask ridiculous questions. What do you mean I'm the one that's nosy? You're the one that asks people off the wall questions when they're just trying to go about their day.
Well, I am a survey analyst and I'm just doing my job. And Good Times Tom Lado was really doing his job.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he was probably going on Latin Leche to look for horchata. But then when he realized that it was not a horchata distribution website and that it featured men doing stuff with men, he bookmarked it because he thought that it was a way to do research on you.
Do research on me? What?
Well, I mean, if he's trying to learn about people of your orientation.
Oh, cut it out.
Yeah, you know, good Dale Pine is exactly right. That's it. That's the reason.
Oh, so Dale Pine has to make up the reason for you? I mean, you didn't have a justification for having that favorited. See, I did it right. Favorited and bookmarked Dale Pine has to give you a justification for why you did what you did?
No, it's just, you know, I thought I bookmarked it because I said, you know, I think Chris Thomas would like this kind of website. I think he would really enjoy seeing, a prostate milking.
All right. I think you're just someone who is deeply, deeply closeted.
What?
Yes, that's right. I think there is a lot going on with you, and you project that onto me, and Dale Pine is, you know, someone that's bitter.
What?
Yeah, you're bitter, and you just want to get back at me because I criticize you for being a lousy survey analyst, so you just try and trash me any chance you get. But it's not going to work. Okay, I was not on that website. There's no proof of it. And I'm not interested in it. If it were a Horchata purchase website, or if it were a website where you can see another kind of milk being consumed.
Oh, you sounded like you were getting flustered there.
Yes, that's right, my friend. It did sound like the thought of a certain kind of milk going into, various orifices really got you revved up.
All right, Grady Nation. It seems like this podcast is really... I'm not even sure what's happening anymore. I've lost control.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do an intervention, you might actually prepare in advance and know what you're doing.
Yes, that's right.
All right, Grady Nation. We'll check in with you next time.